Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Gotta get going. Get with it here.
Hey.
Boom, 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 boom. Hello. No way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why.
Welcome to another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tonight, it's Xavier's in the house with Tiny.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going, Xavier?
Awesome. How you doing, Tiny?
Awesome. Coming off that.
Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here.
Fucking week that weekend we just came off of. It's just...
Yeah,
freaking amazing.
That's been a high that's been hard to come down off of.
Yeah, we're not going to talk a huge amount about it, but there's no way that we can't not talk about it, because if based off everything that we did, we can't not talk about it. But we don't have Super Nash here. Based off the weekend, he is, because he has to come up from South Carolina, a very busy man. So... Now, tonight, we might have some people stopping by. We are live in a room on Facebook for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. So anybody, not that they can hear me right now, but hopefully somebody sees the room. And we are going to be tonight on the podcast tasting Booker's 2020. We are going to be tasting Booker's 2020. One, and we are going to put the 4 different expressions that they let out this year, and we are going to put each one up against each other. Now, we're not going to barrel bash them, but we are going to pick which one that we like the best. Now, hopefully it's similar, but if we both pick something different, then we are then going to put it up against what we picked last year as the number one. Now, what we're going to do is kind of rate it in our brains, and still, our rating system is 4 categories, 4 barrel bashes, but we're not going to go through, because it would be just, we'd be here forever. So we are going to rate each one based off of taste, smell, nose, taste, body, and finish, and we're going to pretty much, while we're tasting each one, give it, go through it, and then give it a final score per one. Then we're going to add up the scores, see which one has the best score. Hopefully, once again, it's something between the two of us we can come up with, which is the best, and then we're going to put it up against Pigskin, the third expression of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
And Tiny said, you explained that very well, and it's a flawless rating system except for the part about that we're using our brains. But short of that, folks, we'll have a winner.
Well, we're full out tasting, and one of the cool things is that we actually got to drink this weekend when we were there. We went to Jim Beam and had lunch with Sandy No.
Sandy No, great lady, had an awesome time.
Oh, yeah.
As we always do with her.
Well, we ate at the Kitchen Table, the new restaurant there at Jim Beam. It's open for, we didn't get a chance to do distillery tours, but it's open for, we got a distillery tour kind of from her. We got there early and she showed us around the grounds. And we went into had a lunch that was for the ages.
It was phenomenal. At the Kitchen Table, their new restaurant and bar that's opened up on the grounds.
But I drank country ham and beaten biscuit there for Booker's, which are the versions, I believe, from, I think, last year. And then another version as far as 2018, so
I didn't have the country ham, but I had the beaten biscuit. It was quite, quite exquisite.
So with that, we're going to cover a couple things. Just remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You can find us on all major podcast formats. Check us out. Whatever you're listening on, please subscribe and like, but also leave feedback. Feedback's important. We love any type of feedback. If you don't like us, please don't leave feedback. that kind of feedback we don't need. Just tell us to shove it and don't listen anymore. But if you like what you're hearing, please leave some feedback for us on those formats. We are also on Facebook, a Facebook group. That's what we're trying to do tonight with the group. I don't know if anybody else will join us, but if they do, I know it's a Monday night. We might not have anybody, but if they do, we'll bring them in on the podcast, tell them what we're doing. And then also, our Facebook page, we are 600 and some strong. Now, let me get up real quick. Oh, Safari quit. Great. I got to get this up. Well, maybe I can check it out on... Is it? No, I think... Did I get rid of it over there? I love how professional... Oh, there it is.
Pay no attention to what that man behind the curtain's doing.
Yeah, right. Come on. New tab. Great. I don't want a new tab. I want... It's just blowing up. It's amazing.
How the hell did we make it to Indiana, Kentucky, and back home safely?
That's easy. We've been doing it all our lives. This is a whole different fucking ball game. All right, so November. How the hell? Where's the new one, you bastards? I did that. I mean, that might even have been before that. All right, we got your post tonight. Yeah. Boom. Oh, there it is. All right, let's give a Scotchy Bourbon Boy welcome to our newest members. No, that was last weekend. Let's see where this week is. Oh, there it is.
Finally. We found you.
Now
I need to... You can run, but you can't hide.
I need to put my glasses on because, now I'm using a different... Okay, here we go. Our newest members are Melanie Hendrick Robinson, Michael Kaiser, John Cadell, Roger Dingy, Jason Sanders, Joshua Scarver, Sophia Valentia, Nick Patricia, and Carrie Sullivan.
I think that's Valentina. I think. Sophia Valentina?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I butcher names. Everybody knows that. Anyways, Carrie Sullivan is a great addition. She actually is owner and manager of the Barrel Room, where we're going to be having our next Scotchy Bourbon Boy meeting. So a good shout out to having her part of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I think some big things are going to be happening between us and the Barrel Room, be able to do some some personal tasting type stuff and just get should be a good overall experience. Now that I butchered the shit out of that, what the living hell. Anyways, so I got that. No people yet. I didn't, at least I didn't blow that out of the water, right? It's still right there.
It's still there. It crashed earlier.
And if they come, if it comes in, I have to do it like that so they can see both of us.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Anyways. so also we are on Instagram, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are on YouTube. I keep saying every week I'm going to get YouTube videos up and I go off to moonshine and I end up not doing anything. So doing documentaries, doing a bunch of stuff. But hopefully I've been trying to motivate myself in many different ways. There's probably about 15 of these that I've got video on and that I could upload and get it going. And I just got to get my ass in gear. So hopefully I do that. Anyways, so that brings us to, did I do it all? Did I get it all? Oh, Twitter at Scotchy the. And then also remember www.scotchybourbonboys.com. No, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check out that website, please. That gives you bios on us and a lot of different information. There's the store. Get yourself some. We have Glencairns. We have T-shirts. And we have in stock again the Scotchy Bourbon Balls, which are going like hotcakes right now, so get yours. You can order off there. You can direct messenger me on also Facebook Messenger. I have no problem filling out the orders there. And then last but not least, in the top right-hand corner of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys website is that Patreon button. Please support us. Click that. There's so many different things that you can support us with. They're the Glencairns, the glasses, the Glencairns, the t-shirts, and also there's also special tastings for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. All things you can get, the tasting mat, all things you can get when you're there at the Patreon site. There's artwork, there's everything. Check it out. Please, and support us. All your support is greatly appreciated.
Sure is.
All right. Now we are done with that. So that brings us to the really fun, part. We got to get going on this. And this is the Booker's. The first one we are going to be tasting tonight is the Donahoe. That's what it is. The Donahoe batch, I believe. Is it? Yes. Donahoe's batch. He was, let's get that on. So now I know you're going to get to see this again. Donahoe's batch. Okay. Now you can, get that and pour a couple. We got the two. Now we are pouring Wee Glencairns because this is barrel strength bourbon, and we really don't feel like getting totally shit-faced.
We're up pretty high on these bar stools. We don't want to fall off and hurt
ourselves. Yeah, that's about what would happen. Here we go. Let's make this work. The first release of Booker's Bourbon 2021 collection is Booker's Batch 2021-01 Donahoe's Batch. This batch is named in honor of retired Jim Beam employee Mike Donahoe, who was also a close friend of my dad, Booker Nell. Without Mike, Booker Bourbon wouldn't exist today. In 1982, Mike joined the Beam Company as a sales manager in Chicago, a suit, as Dad would say. After retiring from a seven-year career in the NFL, Mike first met Dad on a company trip to Kentucky. After taking a liking to Mike, Dad invited him to his office for a glass of bourbon. It was unlike any Jim Beam bourbon he had tasted before. Booker let Mike in on a secret. He'd been playing around with something different, and he'd share a bit of it with friends from time to time. So Mike was responsible then for...
someone got just a guest. On
yes,
here.
We got
Welcome
a guest.
Welcome aboard.
Hello. We're in the middle of our Scotchy Bourbon Boys podcast. Feel free to, you know, type in. We're drinking the... We're tasting this year's Booker's lineup. So... welcome, and feel free just to hang out with us while we're doing it. All right.
Awesome.
So then Mike was responsible for pushing Booker to be able to get this to the market. So they gave him a batch this year. So we've got the Donahoes in front of us.
So I say we say here's the mic.
But once again, real quick, yeah, here's the mic. And we're going to do a quick tasting of the Donahoe's batch and then give it a quick rating of what each one of us think it is. And we'll go from there. Interesting nose. A little bit of brown sugar. We're not using anybody else's tonight, anybody else's ratings of what they think. I don't want to be influenced. I just want to... give what I feel the opinion
is. It's definitely a barrel strength. You can smell a bit of ethanol.
A little bit of ethanol.
But I'm getting like a little bit of, I get the brown sugar, perhaps some toasted marshmallow maybe.
We were talking about what you don't get usually, but I'm getting a little spearmint. Just a little minty aspect.
There's some high-pitched spice there, maybe spearmint.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Now, this has been open for a little bit, and I get a lot of I'm getting a lot of oak on this one.
It's very hot and spicy on the taste, and the body is oaky.
Yeah,
maybe some tobacco too.
I remember it being just a little. It was a little sweeter, but this is 6 years, 11 months, 4 days. With 125.3 proof or 62.65 ABV. All right, let's do this again. Second time, I guess we would just shock our palates the first time.
Well, yeah, it was pretty front-end loaded being barrel proof, but
still getting a little bit of a spearmint.
You know, I think you nailed it with the spearmint. I didn't sense it so much with the nose as I'm doing with the taste. Taste and body both. But I'm getting definitely a strong oak tobacco on the body.
All right. Nose. Unique. I've got to give the nose a 3. I'm going to give... the body is definitely like a Booker's body. Full mouth, so I give the body the strong point 4. I'm going to give the taste a 3, but I'm going to give the finish a 2.
Well, I give the nose a 3. It's not a perfect nose, but it's pretty good. The taste, I think, is the strongest point, even though it, you know, blows you away. It's really a... and in your face taste. I give the taste a 4. The body, I'm going to say a 2. There's a lot of bitterness there.
Okay.
And but I think the finish is good. I'm going to give the finish a 3. So
12.
Yep.
I give it a 12, you give it a 12. It's 12. However we got there. I even think we got there the same, almost the same way, because I think you give the, because usually on the body, if you can have a, 4 body with a really bitter taste.
I have a 3, 4, 2, 3 is what I had.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't. So 4 and 2 is 6, and 3 and 3 is 12.
Just for the fun of this, is just I usually
your bourbon math is better than mine.
I don't attribute the bitterness of something to the body, because the body is just how the flavor fills your mouth. How full it is, where the bitterness would be put either in the taste or the what you call it, but that's not how you do it.
No, I get it on the sides of my tongue, just like when you pick up a bitter, gamey taste in venison that hasn't been prepared properly. I pick it up in the same spot.
Right, which would be taste.
No, on the sides.
Well, you can taste on the sides.
Yeah.
Your whole cheeks and your... I taste in my cheeks, my mouth, my tongue, under my tongue, over my tongue. You know, if it fills that with a bunch of crap, it still has body. It just tastes like crap. That's all. That's how I do it. But you can do it however the fuck you want, because that's
yeah,
what this is all about.
Yeah, because... I'm Xavier.
And I told you I was just going to do
this
because
I
was
going to
bust.
Yeah.
No, you know what you're doing. I was just going to bust your balls. That's all I was looking to do.
There you go, because that's what you do. If you're tiny, that's what you do.
That's my fucking job.
It's your thing, man.
Yeah. Okay. So, 12 to 12. Mm-hmm. When, however way we get there, we both thought it was a 12. All right. So, the next batch. Now, let's just see if I can... I was reading before and I could actually read that shit. And this time it's just like, what the fuck? Like all of a sudden it's not clear. It's like, how much more magnification does it need? All right. The second batch of 2021, is 02, is the tag-along batch. And I did like this one. This was my favorite to start off. It beat the Donahoes.
All right. Give me the tag-along.
All right.
And I'll cue us up.
You cue us up. I'll get... Wait. Okay, so this is...
Get rid of the...
get rid of the one. Is that the Donahoe's?
That was the Donahoe.
And then this should be the tag-along, and you actually have to... No, you're looking for tag-along.
I'm looking for tag-along.
All right. No, this is Donahoe's. Tag-along is this one. Yes, it's green. Tag-along. There you go. 2021-02, this one is 127.9, it's 6 years, 5 months, and 0 days. All right, let's just get this right where it's supposed to. The second release of the Booker's Bourbon 2021 collection is Booker's Batch 2021-02 Tagalong. This batch celebrates the way my dad, Booker No, learned the ropes at the distillery by tagging along with his grandfather and my great-grandfather, Jim Beam. Growing up, the distillery was like Dad's playground. He loved spending time with his grandfather and everyone else who worked there, asking questions and explaining his knowledge. That's ultimately how he developed his curiosity and passion for whiskey, and it was how he became such a talented master distiller. The tradition of tagging along has continued generation to generation. I learned much of what I know about whiskey by following in Dad's footsteps, digesting all of the information I could while working side by side at the distillery. It's also a tradition I continue with my son, Freddie, and I hope he'll share with his children in the future. Tagging along had some other rewards, too, such as heading to the nearby lake to cast a line together after a hard day's work. We all have found memories of the quality time. I hope you enjoy this batch as part of your quality time with your family and friends, too. That's written by Fred, which is, this is Fred Noe's thing. All right, so now we got the tag along.
Tagging along, right? Or is that what it is?
No. Nope.
Is it tag along or tagging along?
You can make me put my fucking glasses on here.
Well, we got to get it right.
Well, it is. It's tag along. I'm 100%. Well, tag along. T-A-G-A-L-O-N-G. No I-N-G's in there. You know. Okay. I want a little more than that.
Okay.
Just a little.
Well, you know, just knock yourself out.
Just fill the whole fucking
glass. Not literally, yeah. Just chug it.
Bam. Boom. All right. Now, this nose, we have the wee Glencairns, which are kind of cool because this is keeping us under control. I get a little bit of chocolate. Almost a little bit of, I'm getting a little chocolate and a little caramel. It And the classic Jim Beam kind of peanut nut hazel, whatever that's in there.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not getting chocolate. I'm getting some nut and like maybe some freshly baked bread or something there, or rolls, cinnamon rolls or something.
How about a chocolate brownie? I'll go with that. All right. Let's taste this Nutter Butter. Definitely it's got some Beam in it. This is there's the chocolate on the finish, like big time chocolate. Dark chocolate though. Dark, like a, what would you say? It's got some sweetness too, like a chocolate with some nut, like a dark chocolate nut kind of, what is the candy, the round little, you know, they're not bourbon balls, but they're the French.
Bonbons?
No, not bonbons, you know. It's a tort. A tort? Is it? What is it?
No, the Ferrero Rochers.
Well, okay, that's similar, but okay. The ones that are all chocolate and kind of like a little powdery, what do you call those? Do you remember? I don't know. No. It's just eluding me. They're not torts, they're, oh my God.
Non-Imperials or something.
This is like the funnest part about podcasting. Like yeah. 5 minutes after I'm over, yeah, I'll just remember what it is. but to save the life of me, I'll not remember what they are.
It's not like you've been drinking or anything.
No, not at all. Actually, you've seen just how little we've been drinking, so we need to drink.
Well, I tried more to keep him on the wagon, but you saw him top that off, you know, so.
Well, I needed.
What can I do? I tried. I did my best.
You asshole. You need a little bit. Anyways, I'll remember what it is once it'll come to me all of a sudden. Oh, my
God. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Now, boy, oh boy, this is a
say that candy again.
Number.
Ferrero Rocher.
Yep.
It's a little.
Yeah, no, I know. They're like almost like, I know what you're talking about. That little, I think they have hazelnut, don't they?
Yeah, and a creamy center.
Yeah.
So you guys know that you're both not in the frame, right?
Well, this is the room frame. I'll give it to you now that you're in there. Now you can have both of us, all right?
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're looking up at another camera.
Yeah, we're looking up at the YouTube camera.
Obviously, the two cameras aren't synced.
And then
thank you.
The main, now you won't be on the YouTube part of it, but you're going to be in the podcast.
I just kicked back.
Yeah.
Had my big sitting there. I was, you know, looking on my laptop.
Sure.
Yeah, no problem.
Glad you joined us.
Yes, thank you.
I'm expecting a business call, but when I saw you guys were on, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
There you go. All right. So, ooh, there was something more there, too, more caramel.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn caramel. Good. All right, nose.
I'll go first this time.
Sure.
I'm going to give the nose a 3. Mm-hmm. It's not, again, it's not a bad nose. It doesn't exactly portend the taste, but it's a good nose. You do get a lot of cinnamon or caramel. The taste is not quite so in your face as the last expression, but it's quite good. A little sweeter.
Way less.
I'm getting as Tiny said, the hazelnut taste. The body again, you know, full body, no bitterness at all, hardly, and a very, very nice, finish. So I'm going to give it a 3 and then 4s. 3, 4, 4, 4. So that's 15, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 15. Good expression.
I give the nose a 3 also. I give the body a 4. I give the, and just from the standpoint, I love Booker's. Booker's is one of my favorite bourbons. It always has been one of my favorite bourbons. I love the barrel strength. I think out of all the distilleries, everybody now offers full proofs and barrel strengths and everything. But I do believe Booker's still how they're going about doing it, the different batches, and the uniqueness of what it is, but also maintaining a flavor profile somewhat similar throughout. Some are better, some are worse, but overall I love it. So on this one, I gave it a 3 on the nose, a 4 on the body, a 4 on the taste, there's no doubt about it, and then a 3 on the finish, because I don't think the finish is as long as a 4 finish as I would want. It's a good finish, but a 3 is pretty good, but the finish is always the most, or the hardest for me to score a 4. It's got to be everything that needs to be, that, and this quite doesn't quite get you the 4. So he gave it a 15 out of 16, and I give it a 14 out of 16.
All right.
All right. On to the next.
Good expression.
I think you should give the mark one, that tag along story. That was awful.
You didn't like the tag along story? Actually, I read it pretty good, though. It was a talk. No, okay.
You know, and there were like 3 stuff in there. You did great.
Okay. Yeah, the first one, the story I gave for the Booker's. I was giving the story for...
Tell you what, you cue those up. Give me what I'm supposed to read on this. I'll read this one for you.
Well, good luck.
Give me an intermission.
This one I haven't had yet. Out of all... I picked this up because I had COVID over October and missed it. So I was able to pick up 03 sometime last week. So I was really excited because I had missed it.
Holy mackerel, Chef. I take back everything I was thinking. Good Lord.
Yeah.
They definitely killed it on the ink on this one, right?
I did it. That's a bottle pop right there.
Good God, I've got my glasses on and I can't read that.
Well, you could give it back. He's you know.
Oh, epic fail. I can't read that. That's too small. Unless I use my magnifying glass.
Well, I will read it if you would like me to, because I can. Still.
Oh, my.
You're letting me.
Oh, I'm going to give it back to you because I don't have a choice.
He's letting me.
You know, if they'd have done it in anything other than 1-point font.
Now, we were supposed to just be having a few because we're tasting it, but he's letting me do the pours.
Yeah, now we're in trouble.
Yes. Now, this batch is the Bardstown batch. I can tell you that. Do you want me to? I will. I have no problem doing it. The Bardstown batch. Let's put the... tag along, you got the Bardstown. Now, I've been excited to taste this. I've heard really good things about it.
I think I can read it. I think I got it in focus now. Good God. You know you're old when.
Go for it.
Batch story. The third release of Booker's Bourbon 2021 collection is Booker's Batch 2021-03 Bardstown Batch. This batch honors the home place of not only my dad, Booker No, but several generations of Beam family members, including myself and my son, Freddie. This is speaking as Fred in the first person.
Yes, we know that. Just read it, goddammit.
Let me stretch my eyeballs here.
I've been doing that all 3 times.
I take back everything I was thinking.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, print it small, give it to the old guy, and leave him in the dark.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's like...
I've been handled here.
It's a total whiskey fucking setup.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Dad was born in Springfield, Kentucky, but spent a good amount of time... Oh, my God. Fred, no disrespect intended. This is very difficult to read.
I'm going to read it.
I'm going to switch off to you. I cannot focus on that.
Use your words. Just sound it out.
Yeah, I
know. Dad was born.
Water.
Dad was born in Springfield, Kentucky, but spent a good amount of time in Bardstown visiting friends along with... his grandfather, Jim Beam. After going to college, he moved to Bardstown full-time to join the family business. Dad lived in Bardstown for more than 50 years and was well known in the community for his infectious personality. He was the ultimate best, the ultimate host always. You're killing me. Is it because it's red? All right, here we go. I'm going to inviting people over to the home for drinks and dinner parties. These events became well known across. Enough.
Okay,
it's, first it's off, Booker. We're talking about Booker.
Exactly.
It's, Booker.
To the Fred and Sandy and any of the family and friends, no disrespect intended. The old guys here are having a devil of a time reading that card.
I think it has to do with that's on the red background.
Yeah.
2103. But anyways, most people who know about Booker, Booker was a huge, big personality, raised Fred. And raised him to jump in and join into everything that was there. So, all right. So let's give.
Let me crash, but just I'll swing back by and reading in a bit.
Okay, another yeah, just wasted yeah. I think next time we're, you know, it's funny because I believe it's even smaller on the side of the bottle.
It's like, good Lord.
But you could get it. You marketing. Could.
I could.
Marketing. Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt. But I love my cards. So we're just going to keep trying. All right, let's go with the next one. Oh, that smells. There's a fruit aspect to it, right?
Yeah, I get the
caramel milk dud.
I'm getting like a toffee. That's what I'm getting. And perhaps a tinge of a floral or fruit. I can't distinguish.
A baking spice?
Maybe baking spice.
All right, the nose.
Ooh.
Holy
caramel vanilla explosion. That was really awesome.
To a oaky butterscotch. Wow. Gotta like that. Really sweet up front. I'm getting butterscotch on the finish. What? I'm going first, fucker. It's chopped. The three on the nose. At first it was a two, but now it's a three.
Yeah.
I'll give it 4-4-4. Okay. But I'm going to give it a butt up on the taste. So I'm going to give it a 16 out of 16 or 16 out of 17.
I think I'm with you, slightly different numbers, but it's 16 over because I'm going to go fours across. Great nose. Taste pretty much mimics the nose, or at least close enough. I was expecting a caramel taste and maybe a toffee taste, and I got caramel and maybe a little bit more of a vanilla than toffee, but it was still great. Body, I'm not picking up any oakiness or bitterness whatsoever, and then the finish is a sweet finish, and it's long. So I'm going to give it fours across. Great expression.
All right. So I'm starting the reading on this one.
Go ahead.
Just so you.
Yeah.
No. You start the pour.
Sorry. Exactly.
I think I gave it.
That was epic.
That's epic.
Epic fail. Yeah. Okay, so which bottle do we want now?
The last one, which is four. This is four that I picked up. And this is No Strangers Batch, 2021. This is 124.4. Now, the last one, I can read that. It was 125.5. This is 100. Jesus Christ, you bastard. What the hell? You're trying to outdo me?
No, I just didn't want to get ripped on for shorten you.
That's not shorten me. That's overdoing me. All right.
You know, you're never happy.
Of course I'm not. That's me. I'm tiny. The fourth release of the Booker's Batch 2021 collection is Booker's Batch 2021-04, No Strangers Batch.
Some of mine back.
The batch celebrates the genuine social nature of my dad, Booker Nell, and the way he could turn a stranger into a friend for life in no time. Take, for example, when Dad took a liking to the products that a salesman was selling. He could call out to Mom and say, "Set an extra plate at the table. I'm inviting this salesman to dinner." Another time, Dad was invited to a rally for the Blue Knights Motorcycle Club, an international brotherhood of active and retired law enforcement officers who share a passion for motorcycle riding. There, he struck up a conversation with some of the members and the next day, more than 300 of them were invited to the house for lunch. His knack for making friends carried into his work as well. Here in Kentucky and out on the road, Dad wouldn't leave a bourbon event until he shook hands with everyone that wanted to talk to him. He'd listen to the stories from every customer he met, and just like that, they became a fan and a friend for life. Dad taught us to treat others how we would want to be treated. A lesson our family holds true to this day. It's just the way us knows are wired. I mean, honestly, that's what we experienced this weekend with Sandy No. It's exactly. They treat you just like another person that they got to know, and you become friends with them, and you truly are their friends.
They are the most sincere, unpretentious people you're ever going to meet.
So in this particular batch, which is the No Strangers batch, we are going to toast Sandy No, Fred, and Freddie No for carrying on their grandfathers and fathers' loving of humanity and the people who he got to share whiskey. They do it and they carry it forward, and there's no doubt that they do that.
Their vision is whiskey and their fellow man.
And we got to toast with Sandy twice. It was drinking Booker's the one time, and it was just phenomenal.
It sure was.
Okay, so cheers. Let's do this one. This one has like a bit of honey taste to me. Smell. So I'm picking up for the first time ever honey on.
Well, it must be strong because I'm getting honey also.
I love you too, honey.
Don't go there.
I gave you the tall chair, and look at how much taller I still am.
Yeah.
My chair is like 2 inches lower. It's tiny as a big guy.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. There's no doubt.
Oh my God, this is some good stuff.
There's a lot of cherry in this one.
Yeah, maybe almond, which is close. But yeah, I get what you're tasting.
Did you just say an almond is close to cherry?
Sure is. My palate, it is. Just like amaretto. I mean, it's hard to tell whether it's almond or cherry according to my palate.
Okay. And guess what? Your palate is the only one that matters. You want to go first on this one?
No, you go ahead. That's right. Yeah.
Thanks.
I still haven't gotten over you passing me the first class ticket on the Titanic. Reading, you know, I mean,
look, I didn't pass it to you. You ripped it from me.
I did not rip it. I volunteered.
Yeah, and it was right there, and it was just gone.
I hear it.
I didn't even have a chance to say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, warning. It's like, okay, if he wants to volunteer, that's fine. Oh my gosh. No, go ahead.
Anyways, Nose, I think, enjoyable again. So I'm going to go 3 on the nose, 4 on the body, 4 on the taste, but the finish is leaving me some bitter notes. So I'm going to drop that finish to a 2. So I give this a 12 out of 16.
Well, the taste isn't bad. I'm going to say that this...
Jesus Christ. I just doused
you
everything.
Needed to wash your phone off anyhow.
Yeah, I needed a good... Good thing it's an iPhone.
Yeah. What the heck? Okay, nose. Okay. The nose is... Unfortunately, the nose really doesn't give you that big of a hint of what you're tasting. You get some sweet smells, but it's overshadowed by a very strong ethanol smell. But the taste is fantastic. It's a rush of honey and, you know, pick your poison, cherry or almond. There's something of that in there.
But then...
And spice. It does get a little bitter as it goes to the sides of your mouth. And... A little bit bitter on the finish. So we're going to go like this. We're going to go 3, 4, excellent taste. We're going to drop it down to 3, and then 3. So what is that? That's 9 and 4 is 13.
And I did, right? 4, 3, 4, 4, 7, 10, 4, 11. Okay, so I gave it a 12, 13. And you gave it a 4.
No, I gave it a 13. Right?
So this is not... So
we both gave it a 13, I think. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not that I'm going to say, yeah, great. The one that fucking wins is
the winner is
the Bardstown batch. We both gave that high ratings.
Yes.
So. We are going to put the Bardstown batch up against Tagalong. Now, the way this is going to work is we've got how many glasses left? 2?
Well, yeah, we've got these 2 glasses left, yeah.
All right. So I guess we'll read what... Now, so for 2021, we both feel the Bardstown batch, I think it separates itself from all of them. Out of all 4, it's by far the one that kind of is, there's an exceptional
it's
quality.
Head and shoulders
to,
above.
I mean, like I said, I love all Bookers. There's nothing
yeah, there
wrong
isn't,
with
there
this.
Isn't a bad bottle on this table,
well,
folks.
But not on the table, right.
But if you're going to...
But last year, the Boston batch was very un-Bookers. It was very much just basically, it tasted to me like the Boston batch tasted to me like barrel strength Jim Beam. Not a bad thing, but at the same time, that's not what I look for from Booker's. I look for that you know, that blend of these just fantastic barrels and this caramel.
That flavor
and
explosion,
boldness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just picking up a little bit too much bitterness on that batch that is. So now we're going to taste the Tagalong. Now, we might have to go back. So grab your 3rd glass. We might have to go back and put the Bardstown batch back in. So, you pour the Tagalong. Here we are.
All right.
For right now, and we'll taste the Tagalong. Because last year, Tagalong, to me, was a huge. There was three batches. There was Granny's batch. There was Boston batch.
I did the cork off.
Yeah,
it makes it a little tough that way, doesn't it?
And then there was the Tagalong batch. And the Tagalong batch was a Booker's that I bought, too, because I drank the first part of Booker's, the first bottle, so okay. quick.
Is that what you're expecting, Chief?
Yeah, that's right. good. That's not just blowing me away here. But it's still, I got to remember, they're wee Glencairns. All right, let's see if I can do this. I think this is bigger. This is Tagalong. Tagalong is 127.3 proof. That one was, the Bardstown batch was 125.5. All right, so 127.3. The third release of Booker's Bourbon 2020 collection is Booker's Batch 2020-03 Pigskin Batch. It's a nod to my dad, Booker Noe's love of American football, which eventually became a whole family affair, especially during the holiday season. Dad was a big guy, standing 6'4" and... Okay. Standing 6'4" tall and close to 300 pounds, he was quick for his size and strong from working as a farmhand growing up. So he played both tackle and kicker in for his high school. Dad was even talented enough to practice with the football team when he attended the University of Kentucky. Although he never made a college career of it, some people thought he could have been pretty good if he did. Years later, when his son, Freddie, came along and started to show interest in playing football, Dad would set up goalposts for him in the backyard. Countless hours were spent kicking and throwing the football around, and when we were watching our favorite team on TV or any good game, really. Anyone who knows Dad knows his love of football, and it's safe to say he made it a true no family tradition. I hope you enjoy this latest batch alongside close family and friends. Now, that was better, right? I almost did a
yeoman's job on that, Jeff.
It wasn't an expert read, but just, you know.
It was close.
All right, so this is Tagalong. So far, besides Kitchen Table, Pigskin has been my favorite, other than Kitchen Table. So, I just get rich caramel butterscotch right off the nose. The nose, for me, of everything that we just... nosed is 100% the best nose.
Yeah, definite caramel, butterscotch.
Let's hope it just transfers, and I think it did. Wow. That's interesting, right? I'm going to clear my palate because I'm getting a lot more. I think this is more... There's the sweetness. This is a bold. The nose to me, this is bold. But once again, that's going to be close. I got my three glass right here.
Mine are all mixed up, so.
Give me just a little bit of the. I'll give myself just a little.
Yeah, handle it.
Tiny, you bitch. You want some?
You got there?
This is what we're comparing it against. This is the Bardstown.
The Bardstown, yeah. This glass is reasonably empty.
So. That's the one you just drank out of.
Well, they all have a little bit in unless we wash them
let's
out.
Give it, let's give this one a shot.
Okay, maybe it's evaporated more.
How about that?
That's fine.
I think that was just a little bit. Now, I'm going to have just a little bit. I did have the right glass.
I've seen you just a little bit before.
This is a little bit. It's like what you gave me before. I needed more.
Well, the only time I gave you a little bit more is when your little bit made you a little bit.
Damn. I'm going to have to go with... Here's... So I gave Bardstown Batch a 16 out of 16 with a butt up that got it to 16 out of 16. I think the nose on Pigskin is the best. It's even a butt up. Okay, so I'll give the nose on Pigskin a 5. I'll give the taste a 4. And I'll give the body a 4. Okay, so now we're... But I'm going to have to give the finish a 2. The finish is bitter oak. You know?
On Pigskin.
On Pigskin. So that drops it to 8 plus 5 is 13. And a 2 is 14, 15, right? Yeah, it didn't... It was there, but it's really good. But it's a 15 out of 16 for me.
On Pigskin, I have to give the nose a 3, the taste a 3, the body a 2, and the finish a 3. And I give the body a 2 because of... there's a bitterness there that really creeps in and grabs you.
Once again, you give what I think is a finish... A two, but you think it's just the bitterness.
On the finish, as it goes down, it's less bitter. I get more of a sweet taste.
I don't get any sweetness. It's just a bitter oak finish.
Yeah, there's more bitterness in Pigskin than I remembered.
Right. Now, it's been open since for a year now.
Yeah, exactly.
So who knows what a year did to it. It's been in... It's perfect conditions for, you know, aging.
It's nice and cool where you keep it. So,
but once again, we're just, when you don't have something else to compare it to and we were drinking it, it's a drinkable. I mean, okay, so 15 out of 16 and you gave it a 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 out of 16 isn't a bad bourbon.
No, it absolutely is not a bad bourbon.
Because if you would compare those two.
If any of you have any bottles of Pigskin that you want to get rid of, just send them to Xavier. That's fine. You know,
but
we're not saying that.
2021, cheers, the Bardstown Batch.
It kicked ass and took names.
Which, it's for the two. So the Bardstown Batch beats out the Pigskin. So
agreed.
There we go, folks. We're right at where we're at. I hope you enjoyed. We did have, you know,
we didn't,
a couple people in the
room. We didn't... talk about our Saturday experience much. Did you want to discuss that or not?
Well, we got Martin coming on. So, you know, if you want to go out, shout out to our sponsor, Alan Bishop and the Spirit of French Lick. They basically treat us in a way that you would want to be treated. There's no doubt. And what Alan has been doing there at the Spirit of French Lick, the awards they've been winning, the fantastic bourbon that he keeps creating. He invited us down to his family farm with friends in the whiskey industry and then also friends that he has that help him create whiskey. We were there with Bo Cumberland, who is shooting a documentary on Alan Bishop, which I think is going to be underestimated because I really think Alan is one of the up-and-coming distillers in the world. His passion and knowledge of knowing what he's doing, but also what he's doing to... for instance, if you take an artist... An artist can be great and paint like a motherfucker his whole life and nobody will know him. You have to have the ability to spread the word And the people that Alan associates himself with, and then himself, as far as spreading the word, he has the talent to produce this fantastic bourbon, but he also has the talent to align himself with the right people and then also spread the word himself. Social media definitely has a play in that. So going down there and being a part of this documentary with Bo Cumberland, being able to be interviewed to talk about Alan, talk about what he does, and then also the love that he shares, because he does share love. There's no doubt. He shares with friends. He associates himself with people. And to be guests, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys,
we had an awesome guests time.
And part of it was just a fantastic, fantastic
and we weekend. Ended up having a beautiful day there in southern Indiana. It was just...
You couldn't have asked... It really
couldn't ask for any better day.
It worked out. there's not... I almost went overboard, but I didn't. I was pulled back off the edge. That's the key.
I grabbed you by your shirt collar.
Oh, God. The going down, I got to really... Let's see if I can show everybody where... You got this big, giant bruise. I went down for the count. Not for the count, no. I just kind of stumbled around.
Well, in defense of you, part of that was alcohol, part of it was the uneven ground and the tree roots.
Right. And I just kept trying to get my... But it was just so bad because I stumbled and I got my... Started to get my bearing and then stumbled again and then started to get my bearing and then just went down.
And it was like, what happened?
Yeah. I was up. I mellowed out. I took a pause. I mean, this was right after Alan... sharing some really good distillate with us.
Yes, yeah,
that he had brought. You know,
Indiana Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. And it was delicious, and I basically participated. And then I kind of pulled it back and survived the whole day, the rest of the
week. It was a great day, and I'll tell you what, we had some absolutely fantastic smoked venison and smoked pork. It was to die for.
And not to mention the bourbon balls. Everybody.
Oh, the bourbon balls.
Check out the bourbon balls. You got to have these. These things.
The bourbon balls.
There's nothing like it. There's bourbon balls, but they don't taste like what we make. And what we make is just a chocolate, white chocolate mix of just pretty much really good bourbon, right?
Yep.
They do what they need to do,
and they are bourbon balls, folks. They don't the alcohol is not liberated in the process. So,
oh yeah,
know your limit on your bourbon.
These balls. Are 21 and over. You're not. It'd take an awful lot to get a buzz, but as far as you don't want to share these with.
Children,
certainly. Children, not. There's no doubt. They are definitely adult beverages.
21 and over.
So, and then, you know, we finished up the weekend with Sandy. No, we talked a little bit about that. But we're going to go in detail when Super Nash comes on and all the stuff that happened. I mean, that Master Keep that's right behind us, that Wild Turkey Master Keep, there's also, I picked... I think there's the Square 6 that he picked up for me. We just picked up so much. We're going to be podcasting coming up, but we took care of the Booker's. There'll be another Booker's podcast because Super Nash sent me up older versions. But we definitely, between me and Xavier, I think you could give it a high five. We picked up what we pretty much nailed the 2021 batch, which is the Bardstown batch, and rightfully so. It's so great that is what took the third batch of 2021, took the ribbon, and then we compared 2020 to 2021, two fantastic bourbons up against each other, and the Bardstown batch won. And it's just ironic, maybe that's one that'll be next year when we compare it to 2022. That's a pretty damn good bourbon, wouldn't you say?
It was awesome bourbon. It was just everything you want and then some.
Okay, so we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Get there, check out the Patreon, check out check out our Facebook group, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Check out our Twitter, @ScotchyThe. Check out Instagram, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and check out YouTube, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Great to have you with us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all our supporters.
Thank you, folks.
2021 is coming to an end. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait what 2022 brings. But at the same time, remember, good bourbon equals good friends and good times. And remember, everybody, go out there and live fucking dangerously.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.